What's up, everybody? It's your three best friends, G, G, and G, featuring two of your worst enemies, James and Greg. What's up, guys?
That's a crazy intro, but what's up? Just another day. We back.
I can't believe we're on episode 64 already, bro.
It's 62.
Oh, shit. I thought you said 64 before we started.
I may have made a mistake, but episode 64 is a good
one. Well, then I'm not as excited. TBH.
Should have just let him go on thinking it was 64. That's on me. Hand up.
No.
Hands up for accountability.
Was it in 2 weeks or whatever? That'd be all right.
Yeah.
We'll make it there. Where am I looking? Oh, there it is.
Well, you know, I live my life a quarter mile at a time, James. I can't be 2 weeks from now. You know what I'm saying? I can't be there.
My fault.
I can't guarantee it.
Do you. How about that? Just do you.
A quarter mile. That's a lot of quarter miles from now.
Whatever then. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Quarter mile. Are you talking about in a car or like a mile or a quarter mile on foot?
In a car?
Oh.
What you mean, bro?
Well, there's a
Ask
quarter.
Any racer. I can feel Ask it. Any real racer.
Greg, I've been with you in the car. You don't even drive fast.
Hey, I really don't, bro. Not anymore.
I know you're a good driver. I don't know where this whole
last episode we talked about how I didn't get a ticket till I got pulled up till like my eighth pullover.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was a period in college where every time I got pulled over, I got a ticket, so I stopped speeding.
Jeez,
it's the law of averages. As a statistics guy, it always balances itself out, my man.
It was gonna come back around eventually, and they got me. Oh, yeah. I remember last speeding ticket I got, I was going to this girl's house to pick up a hat or a beanie or something that I left there.
Mm.
And a fucking cop got me going 17 over. I was like, damn, I could have gone to jail, bro.
I thought you were just going to stop it saying 17. I said, what the fuck was the speed limit, too? I mean, that seems pretty slow. 17 over, yeah, that's dangerous.
Hold that ass. Was my last one, bro. That was 24 steals, 2014.
Damn.
I've been a good driver since then, bro. I did my research, bro. I learned that it's not worth the cop's time to give you a ticket if you're under 10%. Like if you're over the speed limit, but under 10% of the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's really just a waste of everybody's time because it's not going to do anything to you.
Right.
I mean, the court will get their money, obviously, but I mean, it's not going to go against you or anything. So that's why I'd be going 79 and 75 now. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Smart. I've never gotten a ticket. I have a clean driving record.
Never?
Never.
Damn, I think I only got a ticket twice. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'd be speeding. I mean, I speed like Greg. You know, if it's a 75, I do 80. No, I mean, in town, I kind of just go with the flow. Like, if everybody's going over, I'm right there with it.
Mm.
I'm not trying to fly down these, you know, University Slide, Indiana. There's too much construction and dumb shit going on. I drive into a KFC on accident.
The last time I got stopped, it was from coming from Hereford back to Canyon. And it's because of that dude. It wasn't even my fault. It was the cop's fault because I was already on the 45. I had just passed the 35 into a 45.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like already like 45, 48. And I'm going and the lights come on. And then he pulls me over and says, like, you know how fast you're going? I was like, yeah, like 45. It's a 35. I said, nah, bro. Like, go look. It's 35. What are you talking about? He's like, no, it's 45. I said, bro, you like go pull around, like literally just pull around. I swear, it's
45. Leave me here and you go check. I promise, yeah, I won't leave.
I won't go nowhere. Just so I can prove my point, so I can just prove you wrong. And he's like, no, and he wrote me a ticket. And I said, well, you a son of a bitch, aren't you? And then he saw my name, and it always comes back to that fucking All American show. Oh, like the show. I said, what? Your name? I said, yeah. Like the show. The fuck are you talking about? What? Like Spencer James. Your name is James Spencer? I said, what show? I never watched All Americans. I don't know what the fuck he was talking about. And I was already mad. So I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? All American. I said, oh, is that his name? Like, you don't watch All American? No. Oh, you should watch it. I'm like, bro, give me my shit so I can go. You already pissed me off. Like,
you should have told him it was a show about your life.
About my life. They just flipped your name.
Characters based off of you and your career. In football.
I wish.
Last time I got pulled over, it's because my registration sticker is out. It's expired, but I mean, I have the new one. I just didn't put it on.
Mm.
I'm doing it out of defiance.
Oh.
Let me tell you why. I'm trying to waste these cops' time. You know what I'm saying? They're going to earn that taxpayer salary. So last time I got a motorcycle cop. He passed me, then spun around. I didn't even see him spin around, bro. He was like a ninja. Pulled me over. He was like, you know, talking shit to me. He's like, you know, I got to get your ticket, your registration's out. I was like, all right, that's cool. I mean, they're just gonna wave it when I get to the courthouse, right? He's like, why would they do that? And I was like, because I got the sticker right here, and I pulled it up. He's like, why do you have the sticker there and not on the windshield? And I was like, I don't know. I didn't have a blade whenever I got it to take off the old one, so figured this was good enough.
Just been rolling. Like,
and then he just looked at me and he walked away and he was like, get that sticker put on. And then just drove off, bro. He didn't worry about the ticket or nothing.
Just peeled out in the motorcycle.
I still ain't put the sticker on, bro.
Hey, my shit's been expired over February. I'm riding dirty.
February?
Yeah.
Mine just expired this month. I just need to go.
Oh, you know what? I think mine goes bad next month, too. I'm going to have two stickers in that bitch.
Wait, you waited a whole year without changing it?
It's still not changed, bro. I have the sticker still just sitting under my middle console.
So what's the date on that one? 23 or
23? Yeah,
23. Damn.
Yeah, I'm 2 years expired right now, bro. Allegedly.
Right, we don't want to give anybody any ideas out there.
Yeah, I got the letter right here to go ahead and renew my shit, and I just look at it every day because it just happened this month. So I'm like, I'll just do it today.
I've been doing this though, bro. Last year I got pulled over for the same shit by a highway patrolman, and he gave me a warning for it. He called it a false. What's the word? Insignia, something like that.
I know what you're talking about because you haven't changed it. Yeah,
I was like, that's a thing. I was like, bro, get the fuck out of here. You're wasting everybody's time.
You know, you can do that if you're carrying your like an expired license too.
Oh, for real?
Nah, yeah. Not.
Because you're supposed to like discard expired government documents, IDs, whatever. Because I think I don't know if it's the main reason, but people can use them. You know, if you're trying to get into a bar with an expired ID.
Gotcha.
I don't know if that's the main reason, obviously, that they're trying to get rid of that. But yeah, if you keep expired shit like that, they will have you, they'll tell you to get rid of it.
Actually, I still got my ID from when I was 18, just in my closet, just there. So
damn, James, you throw anything away, bro? You got every fucking phone you own.
To be honest, yeah, I was gonna say, I have all my my school IDs too. I don't know. I just have all this shit. I need to throw it away. But I
James, you a con man, huh? You really just out here conning people.
I wish. I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't be this poor.
Man got burner phones and old IDs. All right, so let's get into some headlines from the last time we last spoke. Dire Wolves. You heard of them things?
Yep.
Well, yeah. If you haven't, they're back. Okay. It's been 10,000 years. Let me pull up my little article here, right? Because I've been notorious for not fact-checking or getting stories correct. So the first howl of a dire wolf in over 10,000 years can be heard by one Romulus and Remus, the world's first de-extinct animals born. These things were born October 1st of 2024. But yeah, man, been extinct for over 10,000 years. They're brought back from extinction using, I said that sentence fucked up two or three times now. I got the James. Back from extinction using genetic edits derived from a complete dire wolf genome. Anyway, apparently they're working on different types of animals to bring back. And it just brings me to this question of, have you never seen Jurassic Park? There's movies and stories and all kinds of shit telling you, hey, this is not good. You do not do this. Obviously, I don't want animals to go extinct, man. But if they've been gone for 10,000 years, why we got to have them back now? What are you going to do with them whenever they outgrow your little cage? Because they're just keeping them cooped up right now. They're going to get back out into the wild. And they're going to be apex predatoring the shit out of people. If I get killed by a dire wolf, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah. I always think just like, how does this benefit us? Like, what does this do for like society? Nothing. Y'all just like bring back these extinct animals. They went extinct for a reason. And what I always picture these fucking wolves like the ones off of Game of Thrones. Them bitches is not little.
No.
And you put them hoes out in the wild, they gonna eat the other wolves, mm-hmm. the regular wolves and shit. And I just don't see what the benefit is of this. And like you said, Jurassic Park and all these other movies that you see what happens if these things get out of control. And then if you do release them into the wild, you're just gonna mess up every ecosystem that's out there because they're going to eat everything. And Another thing that pissed me off was George R.R. Martin over here standing with the fucking book in hand, like, bro, go write a fucking book. Pissing me off, bro. But yeah, it just makes no sense.
What do you think, Greg?
I think it's cool what they're trying to do, but I mean, the direwolf, I don't think it looked like the ones that they brought back or the ones from Game of Thrones. The direwolves lived in tropical climates. I think they look more like dingoes, if I'm keeping the book. So I think this company, I think they did what they said they did, and they used DNA from a dire wolf, but I think whatever they bred was more a regular wolf than anything else. I hate to be the negative Nancy here, because I was excited about it, but after I did some research, I was like, ain't no fucking giant husky running around in tropical climates.
I mean, you got to fill in some gaps, and I think that's what they do, is they go out and they find, well, what's the closest thing we can get to a dire wolf, and they probably put some gray wolf, they probably got some fox in there on accident, fucked around.
That's what they did on Jurassic Park, on the Jurassic World, when they make that big ass monster dinosaur, and then like, oh, we pulled some shit from some a chameleon, we got some shit from a lion, a tiger, and all this other bullshit, and just, you know, we mixed it up in the blender and that's what we got, and then that shit just wreaking havoc on the park. So yeah, I don't know.
Apparently, I don't know if it's the same company, but there's rumors that they're working on the dodo bird and the woolly mammoth.
Yeah, I need that woolly mammoth to come back. It's the same company. The coats. That's why I needed to come back. I need a meat.
So what you got on? Shit, this is woolly.
Woolly mammoth.
And I want a tusk, and I'm going to drink out of it.
Wow.
They're going to be endangered all over again, bro. You can't just go get a tusk.
Hey, figure it out. If we can bring it back, we did it once. Bring it back again.
3D print another one of them bad boys.
Yeah, just run it out. Fuck it. See, that's my question. Just what is the benefit of bringing back a dodo bird and a woolly mammoth besides hunting them?
You put them in captivity and have people to go pay and see?
I guess. I mean, yeah, but those dodo birds kill themselves off, bro.
Tell me you wouldn't be excited to go see a woolly mammoth, James.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just curious of what the benefit is of it besides, you know, like zoos and stuff like that. But
it's really just a scientific flex. It's nothing else other than, hey, look what we can do.
Yeah.
Like, hey, fuck cancer research.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That funding.
But hey, you want to recreate a dog? I got you.
Yeah.
Here's all the money in the world.
Next thing we're gonna get is a saber-tooth tiger, and then that bitch gonna get loose one day, like, oh, we lost our saber-tooth. Hey, just eating people in the streets.
If Greg's getting a tusk that he's drinking out of, I want me a saber-tooth necklace.
Man, it's gonna be hard.
Yeah, bro, I stabbed myself in the chest on accident, but it's worth it. No.
Imagine seeing that, bro. I used to be scared for my life.
What is that? A puma? Nah, man. That's
I think the dire wolves would do well. I think they went extinct, if I remember correctly, because the Ice Age wiped out their prey, and they were too slow to catch the faster animals that survived.
Mm. Wow.
And that's why they went extinct. But now, you know, now that it's warmer, I think they get out here in West Texas, kill all the house cats, all the pets.
All the prairie dogs are gone, man.
Yeah, out of there. Wait, so did they hunt like a small prey then?
No. They were hunting bigger prey, but the Ice Age killed the bigger prey. So
gotcha. Okay.
They didn't have nothing to eat, and they were too slow to catch the small prey.
Mm.
Hey, I'd have to hide my dog. Mabel's not big, and she looked like a nice appetizer for one of them things.
Well, we got coyotes and stuff. So I mean, they probably be the first ones to go.
Yeah, I don't fuck with coyotes, man. They some ugly looking motherfuckers. I don't trust them.
Have you seen these coyotes online? They be getting hella brave in some of these cities, just running up on people trying to bite them and everything.
They got no choice. It's like polar bears in Alaska and Russia, man. They're like, hey, please help.
Nah, polar bears notoriously only apex predator to seek out humans, bro, to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't hunt in their natural habitat. It's like, hey, you fuck this up, so we got to eat you now, man. Real talk.
Because other bears, they
catch a whiff 3 miles away and they sprint that 3 miles. It's not they're just running into humans and they're desperate. It's just like, they're smelling it and they're like, well, I might as well.
Might as well. Yeah. Hey.
Can you smell that?
It's crazy because they can smell prey from 20 miles away, bro, and then they just go.
But isn't that a bad thing? Like, you should not be able to. It's like, man, I am so hungry. My sense of smell is that keen that I have to point out food from 20 miles away.
But are they that hungry that their sense of smell is like that, or is it just their sense of smell just like that?
So senses adapt, right? People go blind and their hearing gets better. So these motherfuckers are so hungry. Their taste is so tasty. Like, hey, man, I smell an Inuit person.
20 blocks. Hey,
20 clicks north. I'm making the move. Who's riding with me? Nah, if I see a polar bear, though, we fighting. I'm like, hey, it's either me or you that makes it out alive.
Nah, bro. Between a polar bear and a fucking grizzly bear, they got it, man.
I'd rather fight a grizzly bear because I'm like, hey, look, hey, brother, we both brown. We don't got to do this.
We got to go down this road.
You know who Dr. Umar is? Let me show you a video of his real quick.
This might make me sound dumb as hell, but I didn't know until a few months ago that a Kodiak bear is a grizzly bear and a fucking polar bear, like, breeding together.
Oh, I didn't know that either. I thought just a brown bear.
That's what I thought. And then somebody on TikTok was talking about it. I said, this is news to me. I thought it was just another type of bear. Huh?
Was it a scientist?
No, it's one of the people that does, like, those animal breakdowns and stuff like that. They'll pick an animal for the day or something, and then they go down their genome and all this other shit. He could be wrong, but I just found that interesting.
I'm researching it, so if y'all got something, you can move on. But I want to know more about this.
Yeah, that's what he said. I don't know. Take it with a grain of salt. So I don't know if y'all saw this on Twitter or not, but Twilight is going on to concert or whatever. So they're gonna play the Twilight movies, and then they play the music in it while the movie plays and stuff. My question is, what movie would you want to go on tour and that they play their music in the background or stuff that you would go see?
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. Oh, that's a good one. Damn.
The Bodyguard.
Bodyguard.
With La Bamba. Dude, fucking sign me up. Selena Brothers. Plenty of movies. Toy Story.
Toy Story.
You got a friend. Tarzan. We've talked about soundtracks before, but Tarzan got some bangers in it.
Yeah, Tarzan, that'd be good. Okay, so something that's not like musical, like a Twilight type of movie.
Semi-pro.
American Psycho.
American Psycho? I never watched American Psycho, so I don't know what music's on there.
What?
Yeah, bro. I've never watched it. I need to watch it, though.
Yeah.
That's one of my all times.
Nacho Libre.
Mm.
Damn.
Just to hear that one song, then.
Imagine a band playing that, bro.
I am.
Hell yeah.
You got any, James?
Yeah, I was going to say the I think the first two Pirates of the Caribbean, or the first hear an orchestra play that shit while the movie's playing, that shit would be dope. The Dark Knight, that whole series as well. That's some good music in that.
Does it have to be movies?
No, you can pick something else.
Because I'd go crazy if I saw an orchestra, if they performed the Game of Thrones theme song.
Bro.
Man, I'd be lit.
Especially like certain episodes and stuff. Like the Battle of the Bastards or something like shit.
Daenerys on her dragons, bro.
I'd be
emotionally moved in that theater.
Bro, that would be dope. I never thought about like Game of Thrones. They have some good shit too, man.
Hot Rod.
They have some good one.
Good one, dude.
never.
Yeah. It's a good shit, bro. Hell yeah.
Oh, what's that? What's that movie? They're like serial killer clowns. Or they wear masks that are clowns.
Oh,
The Purge?
No.
Not something about killer clowns from outer space?
No. I'll think of it later, and maybe I'll bring it up. But they're it was like a Rob Zombie film, and his movies are pretty. Their soundtracks are pretty good.
With clowns in it?
Mm-hmm. Or they wear clown masks or something. It's the ending is they're cruising down a highway somewhere in California, and they just get shot up.
Oh, you're talking about fuck! What the hell is it called?
I'm pulling it up from right here.
Don't tell me, James.
Okay.
Is it, God damn!
They really got the same ending as Set It Off. It's crazy.
Let me know when you want me to tell you.
Damn it! Come on, what is it? It's a
another failed quiz.
Nah, I can't remember.
All right, so I hold on. It's only between these two because I just saw it kind of has like the same premise. So it's Three from Hell or The Devil's Reject.
The Devil's Rejects.
That's the one. Damn, he has like an identical movie that Three from Hell. I was confused. I said, wait a minute.
I think they're like sequel prequel type thing.
Oh, okay, that makes sense then.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
The Django.
Damn, Django does slap.
Tarantino. He's suspect as a person.
Yeah, but he's a character.
Man can't make a movie.
I'm trying to think what else. I'm looking at his movies right now. Kill Bill. That's some good music in there too.
I was late to that. With Game of Thrones though, like Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit.
Boy, yeah. See, you can take all my money, bro. I'll sell my apartment. Fuck it. Get me in there.
That song whenever they introduce Smaug. Slap.
Yeah, and then that when his deep ass voice when he's flying over the city. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Bro. Those movies take 3 days to watch. Star Wars.
Put me in space, bro. Just
in a matter of 30 seconds, James has asked somebody to take all his money and to put him in space.
I just imagine, like, especially like in the Vegas with the dome, and they just had like the fucking space around, and the shit just going around everywhere, and then the band's like on the middle of the stage,
bro.
Yeah, bro.
I'd be screaming in there. I wouldn't bark at the screen, but I'd be screaming. Woo! Hell yeah!
Yeah, that shit would be dumb.
The Phantom Menace.
I think I'd rather watch Superbad in that environment.
Superbad.
I want to try some bangers, bro. Piece. What's that new spot in Dallas where it feels like you're in the? In the location, it's like a really big ass screen. I don't know what it's called.
Heard of this.
I think Charles was there. Shout out Charles, but it's a bar/restaurant, but it's an entire wall that's a screen, and you're like at a basketball court, or it's like you're sitting in the bleacher somewhere. Anyway, I think the Kodiak thing is off. This
is it.
Everything that I've read just says it's a brown bear.
Yeah, same.
It's a subspecies of the brown bear, and it's one of the two largest bears alive today. The other being the polar bear.
Wait, so a polar bear is bigger than a grizzly?
Well,
yeah, dude, it's polar bear, Kodiak, then grizzly.
Oh.
Kodiak Black.
And then Yogi Bear, number 4.
Yogi Bear. God damn, bro. A polar bear can get up to 10 feet? Fuck that.
They're massive. That's why they eat people, because they're like, man, that's a little snack.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
I did not know these bitches got that damn big. God damn.
Yeah. They be taking out seals and stuff, and seals ain't small. There's some of them elephant seals, bro. They small tugboats. Came across this video because after I put my daughter down, I just be scrolling between Facebook and Instagram. Y'all know I send y'all like 18 videos a night. That's what I be doing. I came across this page where these two gentlemen. I wish I knew their name so I can give them credit. They eat a bunch of weird shit, man. Stinky tofu. They did the one chip challenge, all kinds of weird shit that I guess they just read about on the internet. I was captivated by them eating one particular item. It was a whole burger that came in a can. So it's not, you know, deconstructed. Imagine taking a Krabby Patty type joint, putting that bitch in a can, vacuum sealing it, and then buying it off a shelf.
I can't imagine it. That's the thing.
And the way you heat it up, you just put that whole can in hot water and let it get warm.
I don't like that.
How much money for you to take one good sized bite of a burger in a can?
Let me ask you this. Did they get sick outdoors?
I mean, the guy didn't like the taste, so he's real dramatic and started gagging. But the other guy was like, I wouldn't pay money for this, but it's not ass. I think it's just the growth factor of it.
I'll do it for $35 right now.
All right. We don't have a Patreon, but I might spend the $38 to buy the burger in the can and $35 to pay Greg to see him eat it. Take a bite.
I'm not going to eat the whole thing. I'll take a bite.
I said take a bite. I corrected myself.
Okay, my bad. I didn't hear you, Marty.
So is it just like a cheeseburger or just like a hamburger on there?
So they do. There's variations.
Oh, okay.
This one was like with all the fixing. I don't think there's any condiments in it. I must have missed that part, but you know, bun, cheese, lettuce, tomato, and it's all quote unquote preserved because it's vacuum sealed in a can.
That was my next question. It's like, is it lettuce and tomato? Nah. And then I got to heat it up in hot water? No. Pay me like $200, bro. And if I'm getting sick, I'm getting sick for a reason. Like, right. Pay me. Okay. It don't gotta be too much. It ain't gotta be too much, but I feel like that's reasonable.
Two-part question. What are you not eating out of a can? Like, if I told you there was pizza in the can, would you try it?
No.
Nope.
Hot wings in a can?
No, definitely no.
I might eat a hot wing in a can.
Depends on the flavor.
Yeah.
Drummer flat.
Nah, bro. Y'all quesadilla eat out of a can? No quesadilla for me. Occasionally. I don't be, like, craving it, but I eat it.
What about sardines? You ever had sardines?
I don't think I've ever had a can of sardines.
Greg, you ever had sardines out of a can?
Nah, I don't think so. I've had the oysters in a can, and I wasn't a big fan.
Yeah. I was talking about oysters the other day. It's too much work, and the texture's not for me.
What about? I like oysters. I like fresh oysters with some hot sauce and lemon juice. Fucking see, slaps, boy.
I'm good with the lemon juice and the hot sauce, but you missed me with the oyster part.
Yeah. The texture is a texture thing for me, too, with that.
What? Y'all eat, not Beanie Weenie. Y'all eat Vienna sausages?
Hell no.
When I was younger, now if I open that thing up and I get a whiff of that, yeah, it ain't gonna go good.
What about spam?
I never had spam. Or have I?
Spam is good.
I'll take it. I'm not gonna, like, oh, you know what would be good right now? A can of spam. But if it was like we went somewhere and it's like, oh, our best dish is like spam in there. So, all right, Brett, let me try that.
Right, Greg, what were you saying?
I don't think I've ever had spam, but there used to be this Hormel Black Label Circle Ham Patty. Boy, them shit slap. God, they just continue them. I dream about them every day, honestly.
Was it in a can?
Yeah, it was in a can. It was in a black round.
It's one of those things you pull off with it, right?
Yeah.
I know what he's talking about.
Hell, ham patties just sound bad.
Ham patties?
Nah, brother. No. Yeah, it was a thick ass ham patty. You threw it on, you fried it up, had it with some eggs. Boy.
Yeah.
I think you're describing spam, but spam is just like a rectangular prism.
Spam isn't ham, though.
It's a ham variant. It's ham adjacent.
Did you do that? It's still not ham, bro.
It's a cousin of the ham. It's like the whole dire wolf and gray wolf thing.
Fuck that.
Anyway.
Tamales in a can.
Legendary, bro.
I had a tamale out of a can before.
Are you eating those tamales out of a can with, what is it? Old Mexico, whatever it is. That brand?
I want to say I've tried it. I don't know if it was a potluck thing. And I hated myself for it because, you know, I worked in education. And so people, we'd have, you know, Mexican Day and people would bring shit. And I'm like, these tamales look suspect. And I take, you know, I put one on my plate to be nice. And I take a bite and somebody's like, who made these? Whose grandma made these? Oh, no, baby, those came out of a can. I said, you're about to be in a can.
I'm about to fuck you up.
You're about to be in a box, right?
Oh, no, it's not all about
me, man.
It's a Hormel canned tamales.
They do too much. They make chili.
Hormel tamales? They just do that nice-ass ham and put tamales in a can?
Yeah.
No fucking way. Fuck them. I'm going to write them today. I'm going to tweet them all kinds of hate shit.
There's another article for everything Lubbock.
I probably wouldn't do no Chinese food in a can. I'm going to keep it a buck.
Ooh.
They got a... Oh, never mind. That's Mexican style adobo rice and chicken in a can. That sounds crazy.
No, man. Not chicken in a can. I'm sorry.
You don't do those canned chicken things that you can like just like that's heat different. Up or whatever. Okay,
that's
okay.
Different. But if you get if I open something up and I see just like a drumstick and it's supposed to be like open boiling, I'm gonna lose my mind.
Hell no, nah, bro. That's crazy. I do like the menudo in the can. Those are pretty good. It's just like, you know, canned soup or whatever. So
I think all this the type of shit you're forced to eat when zombies took over the world 8 months ago and you're rummaging through the grocery stores and that's the only shit left.
You ate all the good shit too early. It's like, where are the hot pockets? They're gone.
I found this canned enchilada.
This one just says canned meat.
Not just canned meat. That's great.
Doesn't specify what type of meat. Just canned meat, man. Dig in.
Hell no.
My fucking beef with Hormel though is like, you Google the fucking Black Label hand patties that I miss, and it pops up on Instacart, all these grocery stores. But it's all lies. You can't get it.
It's all.
You can't order it off of Amazon.
No, they don't make it no more. But apparently, Instacart. It's been gone since before Instacart. I don't know why it's even on Instacart.
Line the ass off.
Nah, bro. Actually, I know a girl that's like a rep for whore, man. I'm gonna fucking call her tomorrow.
I got beef with y'all. I need to talk to y'all real quick.
Because sausage patty, but a ham patty, it's throwing me. That just sounds too thick.
You had them, right, James?
I've had them. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so does it taste like deli meat ham, or does it taste like Thanksgiving ham?
It tastes like the Thanksgiving ham. It's just not honey ham, but it tastes like that Thanksgiving ham.
Just think of the way ham looks in cartoons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the way you want that cartoon ham to taste, that's exactly what that shit tastes like.
That's spot on. Spot on with that.
She was fired, bro.
I hated the way they ate that shit in the cartoon. They just eat it straight off the bone like it's easy. So now I got to carve that thing now as an adult.
Nah, I want to know why they discontinued that, and then who was president when it was discontinued. Bush, I'm also going to write them a letter.
He said, cancel that ham and wash this draft.
First things first, we got to get rid of the ham. It's crazy, though, because there's so many studies, and I don't know who's doing these studies, but tell you, you know, that if you eat cold cuts from off the shelf or off the deli fridge, that your shelf life is decreasing. You're not going to live as long if you're eating cold cuts. But you can buy all this other canned shit, but they take ham. Like, just leave it. If I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. And I'm kind of upset that I never got to try this ham.
Good, I can't believe you never tried it, bro. Like, that was a fucking staple in our house. Like, one weekend we had sausage, next weekend we had bacon, next weekend we had that ham.
Yeah, my great-grandma, she, like, if we didn't have any bacon, she would just pull that ham out. And I'm like, this ain't bacon. So just eat it. I was like, all right. Slapped. I was like, fuck yeah.
It's Canadian bacon.
I said, Grandma, do this every day.
This little thing you do right here, this is your best work.
And yeah, with some fucking over easy eggs and some tortilla. God.
Fuck yeah, bro.
I'm going to stop talking about it because I'm getting upset. Bro. Like, I'm real life depressed. I've tried variants, bro. I've tried other hormone products. I try to cut my own ham in circles and try to, you know, make it be there. It's not the same.
Man's got a cookie cutter. This is it. I've perfected it.
You haven't tried the tamales, though. You got to try those.
I'm not trying that fucking bullshit.
He's angry.
All right. I know y'all probably saw the Barbie on Twitter today. And how do y'all feel about that?
I'm wondering if he's smooth down there.
All right, that's not what I'm wondering.
I don't like that.
I don't know. I mean, as a dad now, my little girl's too small for Barbies and shit like that, but I think it's cool. You know, I accidentally made fun of a blind Barbie. This is a story y'all know. It wasn't my intention to. I made a comment and I was unaware, but it's cool, man. Good for LeBron. Keep making that money. You know what I'm saying? And then for the people that buy Barbies, depending on if you like black people or not, this is probably cool for you too. I don't have a problem with it. Just another alley for athletes to try to get their foot in the door with marketing and brand expansion, all that other good stuff.
So with LeBron getting a Barbie, who's somebody else that was showing it? You would want to get something like that? It doesn't have to be a Barbie. It can be like an action figure or whatever. And it doesn't have to be an athlete. Just whoever you feel like should get something like that.
Joy Fatone from NC.
He had one already.
I thought I was about to say, I thought they had like a whole line. Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why I want to see one, because it's familiar.
Yeah, they whenever they did that, is it Bye 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 whenever they're puppets? But that whole album was like a whole puppet theme. I remember those. I mean, I didn't have them because, you know, shit, I was eating dirt and throwing rocks like a real boy back then. Didn't have no balls. Who else? Oh, man, I think I'd have to go athlete because, you know, I was a big cartoon kid growing up, so they made action figures of everything that I watched or enjoyed. Give me a Governor Hot Wheels action figure. Hey. So I can just daredevil his ass off my roof and just shoot him across the neighborhood, let him get ran over like in a Toy Story.
Into a pit of lava or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Boiling water. Or like a Ted Cruz action figure, so I can just beat the shit out of it. Try to find a voodoo lady to help me out.
Ah, damn.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't blame you. Let me think. What other athlete or somebody? A Steph Curry thing, like if you want, you play like trash can basketball, or whatever. You can just put like a little ball thing on there, just Steph Curry and press it, buckets, something like that, random.
I would say Tiger Woods, but he and I aren't on good terms right now. Rikishi? No, he had one because he's a wrestler.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
All right.
I saw a video of Rikishi yesterday. It was the anniversary of the Royal Rumble. Whenever he danced and then threw his crew at the ring.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They don't make wrestling like they used to.
Nah, bro.
Do y'all keep up with anything like that or no?
Nah, I don't keep up with wrestling, bro.
Nah. I know Roman Reigns on Twitter everywhere. And he played college football.
Who do you play for, G?
Georgia Tech.
I just see the memes on Twitter. Like, whenever I know John Cena's evil now. Dream of mine.
Evil.
I will say, if they're doing like some sort of anniversary special where they bring back the old heads, I'll try to watch it. But it's on these weird ass networks like USA or the CW. And I don't know where to be finding those on my Hulu Live TV. But I'll look them up on YouTube if they do something cool like that. Or old WrestleManias that come to mind. Like whenever Mankind used to get beat to shit all the time. I'll go watch those old videos.
Damn, Mankind used to get his ass beat, but he still got up.
He's like Mojo Jojo, bro. They used to beat the shit out of him. And every week, I'm back.
Got one more left in me.
Yeah, Cactus Jack. All his damn aliases.
Lipping out to the ring and shit. On Peacock, bro, they got to deal with WWE, so they have like all kinds of like WWE content and everything. So they have like the every old pay-per-view, old Raw matches and stuff like that. And then of course you have like Dark Side of the Ring, where they talk about the bad shit that be happening in the locker rooms and stuff like that. And I be watching some of that stuff just to like, you know, reminisce, you know, the Attitude Era and stuff. You see Stone Cold and The Rock beating the shit out of each other. And that, what do they call it? They call it the screwdriver when Vince McMahon screwed Bret Hart out of that championship and he spits in his face and shit. They talk about that. They have like all kinds of just dope shit on there on Peacock. And I've been watching shit like that. I don't really keep up with the new stuff just because I feel like it really doesn't keep my attention or anything. But those, I'm like, yeah, that was crazy.
Who's your favorite all-time wrestler?
Goldust.
It was probably Rey Mysterio and then Eddie Guerrero.
I knew it.
What you mean?
Fucking Mexican.
I mean, they didn't really have any like super dope black wrestlers. I mean, you had
Booker T, bro. What you mean?
Booker T. Right? I was about to say, I almost forgot about Booker T, but I was thinking of the other black wrestler, the one where they had the Daishikis and shit. What was that group called? Oh, fucking hell. I'm about to look it up right now. It was like something.
I fuck with the Dudley Boys.
The Dudley Boys.
I did like the Dudley Boys, bro. I didn't like Spike.
Nah. The small one?
Every time,
yeah.
The third one. Every time he came out, I was like, man, get the fuck out of here, Spike. Anybody want to see you, Spike?
ain't nobody come to see you, Spike.
Nation of Domination, where they wear the fucking hats and everything. I don't know if y'all remember. The Rock was in there for a minute.
Damn, that's WWF.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not as old as you, James. You got to remember that.
All right, bro. But that was like besides Booker T, that was the only like black people in wrestling at the time. So
you can act like Mark Henry wasn't around.
Bro, I barely even remember Mark Henry back then. I remember him more like in the later half of WWE when he was like the world's strongest man and stuff.
He's scary. That's the scariest individual. Greg, who was you fucking with back then?
Man, I don't know. I liked Eddie Guerrero. You know, my dad fucked with Eddie Guerrero heavy. I like Scotty Too Hotty, you know, growing up playing on the games because he would be the worm in the game.
Yeah.
But Jeff Hardy is my favorite.
Yeah. The Hardy Boys. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jumping off of shit.
Hell yeah.
Bro, man, I remember Lita and Trish Stratus. Whoo! Had my ass barking at the TV, 9, 10 years old.
Hey, yo.
And I don't know. I don't know if she's a terrible person now, but even, you know, there was something about old Stephanie McMahon back then too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah,
would
I'm right there with you. Yeah, I don't know what it was, but
yeah, man, they objectified the shit out of women back then, and as a child, I was bought in. Now I stand against it.
Y'all remember those fucking crazy matches they would put women in, like the lingerie matches and shit like that? I'm like,
I play those on the game.
Yo. Oh, I forgot those were on the game, bro. Yeah, that was crazy times.
Yeah, those games were wild.
That's insane. SmackDown versus Raw. Yeah. Sheesh.
How did we get here?
How did we get here? Oh, we're talking about the Barbies and stuff.
Oh, damn. Classic B&B right there, just kind of going on a tangent like crazy. All right, so something else happened on Twitter that I wanted to bring up. I don't know if this is the name of the airlines or they're just describing them, but Scandinavian Airlines are running unknown destination flights. You buy a ticket, board the plane, then you find out where you're going. Would you do it?
Hell no.
Nah, bro, I'm scared. Where are you taking me?
Yeah. One of the comments resonated with me. It said, I'm too black for that. And I thought, yeah, that's a good way of putting it. I need brothers to just volunteer. You know, ever since what happened back in the day with the ships, like you can't just, hey, you want to go for a ride? Because where are we going?
Where the fuck we going, bro? Like, what you mean, let's go for a ride?
Last time this didn't end up well for my people, man. You're not going to get me again.
I'd be just nervous and just, where the fuck are you taking me? Because if it was like a guaranteed, like, okay, we only go to, like, you know, vacation spots or something like that, but it's just wherever, it's going to take me to bumfuck wherever and just leave me there or some shit? Nah.
Because it's only saying a random $35 one way. Mm-hmm. It ain't saying nothing about bringing you back.
Yeah.
Democratic People's Republic of Korea. You never came back.
Just right in the middle of that shit.
Hey, you'd be happy because you'd be with your boy, Kim.
Ah. My boy.
Yeah. I seen the flag in your house. I see the pictures that sit on your nightstand.
That's crazy.
I'm getting murdered for sure.
For sure.
Hey, guys, I have hot dogs. Put it down.
What do you mean? Where'd you get hot dogs?
Propaganda.
Yeah. Fuck no, bro. That's
okay. So, wild. What if there was a, you know, 1 out of 5 chance you can end up somewhere awful, but the other 4 out of 5 would be somewhere beautiful, like Greece or, you know, James, you like Japan. So maybe be Japan or, you know, Turks and Caicos. But you have 1 in 5 chances of ending up in the People's Republic of the Bad Korea, whichever one, the North Korea.
I still don't like those chances, bro, because there's always that slight chance. There's always a chance. I need 100% of going somewhere nice.
No, see, and you couldn't tell me. Like, you'd have to duct tape the windows, and then you don't know until you step out of the plane, the people greeting you are like, you know, they start speaking their language like, fuck, yeah. I lost, didn't I?
I lost this plane too.
Nah, I don't see any palm trees, so I guess this is where it ends for old G.
Like you said, they have to, like, just cover the fucking windows and stuff. Because if you look out there and there ain't no fucking, like, city lights or anything like that, just darkness, like, where the fuck are you taking me, bro? I'll be just, and then imagine they're like, go, 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 and they kick your ass off the plane. It's gonna just drop you off somewhere.
Parachute down.
Yeah, fuck that, bro.
Sign up for the military.
Oh, hell nah, bro. I need 100% you're taking me to Turks and Caicos or Tokyo or whatever. I don't need that 1% or whatever to be wherever the fuck you're gonna take me.
So, what if you flew for free?
Still.
Doesn't change your mind?
No. I don't know. I just don't like the chance of that slight chance of me ending up somewhere terrible.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get it. I'm with you. Part of me is like, yeah, G, you would do it, but then I think, probably not.
Yeah, is that inkling in the back of your mind just like, there's that slight chance?
Yeah, give him $150 one way ticket to Dallas, and I'll be all right.
Yeah, fuck that, bro. That sounds crazy. Which I know people will do it too, but
oh yeah,
it ain't me. Good for y'all. No. Y'all got it.
Not I.
Exactly. Fuck that.
I like being at the house. That's free too.
That's free too.
Staycation.
Yeah. The way things are going, yeah. The house. Stay there. Y'all heard about the buddy that was trying to do Fire Festival again?
The same
yeah,
guy?
Well, I mean, yeah. I thought it was like in motion for Fire Festival too.
Yeah. So he had announced that he had a location for it. He still hasn't announced who's going to be there or anything like that. He said, I forget, I think it was last year or something like that, that the festival was going to be in Playa del Carmen in Mexico. And that's where they said, and it was like that for a bit. And then I think it was the beginning of the month or something, the people there, I don't know who exactly said, hey, this ain't on the calendar for him to be having this festival here. We haven't talked to this man. There's nothing scheduled for any type of festival being here. So I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah, there's no existence of a registry nor plans that would indicate such an event taking place here. I don't know what Buddy is doing to where people are still buying into this, you know, paying for shit and buying tickets. I just wanted to get y'all's take on it. Just like, if this dude, if the place isn't is saying that they have no plans to have that there, you think this dude's just about to have this shit fucking up all over again? But I don't even know why people would buy into it again, regardless.
Yeah. If the location's denying it, I don't see why Mexico would lie about something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We have proof that this guy lied already. I'm going to trust him over the wonderful, wonderful beach town of Playa del Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the last one at?
I don't even remember where.
It was an island, right?
Yeah, it was
like in Barbados island or something.
Let me look it up real quick. Because I know that he didn't pay these people either that were there.
Somebody posted something. It wasn't regarding this, but they said making money is so easy. Because it really is. If you can build up enough hype for something like Fyre Fest 2 that's already gone down the shitter once, in today's society, people will buy tickets just to say that they're a part of it, and you ain't got to worry about a thing. Because this man's already served time in prison. He's doing the same shit. Like, how are you not on a watch list? Where's the FBI? I mean, I know where they are. They got old crazy eyes leading them, and he ain't doing shit.
He said he has all these investors and stuff in it, and then they announced the place, and now they're saying, like, oh, we haven't talked to this man about shit.
He said the same shit for the first one.
Yeah. It was a Bahama Island great Exuma or something like that.
So he was in the Bahamas. That, listen, if you can do this, I know these locations are beautiful. There's plenty of successful festivals in the States. So the reason, I mean, one of the glaring things about this man is he's not willing to do it on U.S. soil.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty telling.
I don't know, bro. Like, I just don't get why these people, because I know people have already spent money for whatever, investing or buying tickets and stuff. And like you said, it's just so you can say you were there or whatever, but regardless, you're just wasting money. You're paying this dude to scam you. That's it. He's just scamming you out your money and you're just okay with it. It just doesn't make sense to me.
If I'm going to get scammed, I'm going to send my money to that prince that keeps emailing me.
Mm-hmm. If I want my money gone that long, that bad, I'll just send it off like that, bro.
Yeah, you know, I'll give money to that GoFundMe with the obviously AI'd picture.
Yeah, because ain't no way, bro. People are just fucking crazy.
What's his name, Billy? That too. You got a little boy name.
Billy McFarland.
I don't trust nobody with no little boy name. Right, your name's Billy. Grow up. Go by Will.
What's Ja Rule saying about all this?
he ain't a part of this one.
Damn, I bet he quoted it saying, Menagerie.
Man. Yeah,
he let that dude take the fall from that last one, so he ain't a part of this one. Hate to see it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I went to, I don't know. White people are crazy, bro. I wonder, I don't know if it's the money that drives him or the fact that he failed and he's going to do it this time. I don't know, bro, but I don't know.
That's a
he's
good
definitely
point.
Going back. He's going back to jail for sure.
For sure.
go ahead and get his cop made up, man, because we know where he's going to end up.
For sure.
Fyre Fest 2. Yeah. Insane, can't wait, bro, for that Hulu documentary to come out again.
They happened again?
With bread and lettuce and no meat. So, yeah. Well, I bet you wish you had this burger in a can, huh?
That shit was fucking crazy, that first one they talk about. He served us, like, bread and cheese, not even like good cheese, just like sliced cheese and bread and shit.
The fact that they woke up and everybody was just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, there's no flights, there's no wait staff, nobody's here, we don't know how to get home. I said, y'all deserve this. I'm sorry. It's like that festival that happened. I don't know if it was Burning Man, but it was in the middle of a desert, but it's a dried up seabed.
So it
got a little bit of rain and all just turned into quicksand and these people were stranded out there.
Yep.
You deserve this, right? you rich assholes. I'm gonna go to this elite concert. Good, get stuck out there. Okay.
Yep.
Give me your money, and I'll spend it wisely. I'll go buy some Little Debbie snacks. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Why is there not anybody saying, "Hey, is this the best spot to have a festival?" You know, because a little bit of moisture means all of this shit done for.
Yeah.
Ah, it pisses me off. Rich dumb people piss me off because it's like, you with that money, you should be smarter. You should pay somebody to think for you.
Mm-hmm. In that fire festival, when they woke up, nobody was there. It's because he hadn't paid the wait staff or anything. So they just like, y'all got it. See y'all later.
That's why I go to my festivals in major cities. Because if something like this happens, all right, on to a restaurant. You know, let's go down the street to a bar.
Exactly. Something easy like that instead of just bumfuck desert or some random island. Nah, I'm cool. Y'all got it. Anyway, song of the week.
Song of the week. And this week's song of the week segment is brought to you by our good friend Dallas at the Dallas Gutierrez Law Firm. If you're in an accident in Texas, please call Dallas at 877-5-DALLAS. That's 877-5-DALLAS. Young man was supposed to join us on the pod this week. He was busy. But we will have our one and only sponsor on the show, hopefully within the next two episodes. Looking forward to it. Wow. So if you're listening, get some law, ask some legal questions. Make this man give you free legal advice. Wow. He will not be billing us. He will not be billing you. None of it's billable because it's all for fun. So I know I'm going to ask him, hey, if I were to hit somebody with my car, you know, hypothetically speaking, how much trouble would one be in? Anyway, song of the week, James. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, you're good. I just had it too.
I got you.
In go ahead, bro. Yeah.
30th anniversary. My song of the week is Eye to Eye by Powerline, a.k.a. Tevin Campbell.
Damn, it's a banger.
That's funny. We were talking about fucking that goofy movie all this past weekend.
No lines in the movie. Just one
just
song.
Singing, bro. Just singing. Mine is Por Mujeres Como Tú, Pepe Aguilar.
Oh, shit.
I was at a Mexican music festival, so.
Oh, yeah, you can tell us about that after this, James. In the show, I'm gonna go with a song called "Love Me Dead" by Ludo. It's this old rock song. It's not even old alternative rock song from like middle school. But I heard, you know, it came up the other day, and I was like, damn, I remember this song. And I learned the guitar solo, and you know how that shit goes. It stays on my recents for a week, and then I forget about it again.
So, is it a rock song?
Yeah, but it's not like screamo or nothing like that. It's kind of like some, just like a, I don't know the word for it, like a mainstream rock. I mean,
I got you.
It's not butt or dad rock either. It was like, I don't know.
Is it pop punk?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
How do you spell it? L-U-D-O?
Yeah, L-U-D-O.
I need to download some new music. I was realizing that the other day. I had listened to The Weeknd's album for probably the 100th time. Since it's come out of it, man, I gotta switch it up. And SZA's album's the same way. So I gotta introduce some new music into my rotation. So yeah, James, you wanna tell us about the festival?
Oh yeah, Besame y Mucho. This year was stupid cold. I know it was cold. Yeah, bro. Like it was like 50s and windy as shit, and it rained like before the festival. And the night before that as well. And it wasn't getting above like 55. And I know it like snowed and shit over here in Amarillo and Kane. So I figured it was going to be a little bit cooler, but not as cold as it was. It was dope for like the, when you got there and stuff, it wasn't super cold. But as soon as the night started winding down and stuff and the sun started going down, it got hella cold. But it was cool. I feel like last year's was a lot better than this year. I feel like there was a lot of, I guess, just attitude and just anger everywhere. There was a lot of fights that didn't happen last year. That people were fighting left and right. A lot of people that go there, you know, they want to see these old groups and stuff, and they've never been to a festival in their life, and they don't know how things move in a festival and stuff. So, you know, if you're in a big group, say you're at the Festival Pluma set, and people are trying to pass through and stuff, these people aren't used to people just bumping them and getting through the crowd and stuff. So they're getting mad and everything because people are moving around and they've never been to a festival, so they don't know how these things work. So then people catch attitudes and yeah, yada, yada. But for the most part, it was still dope. I was cold as fuck. But for the most part, I had a good buzz from like 11 till about 9, 9:30. So
same time, James.
yeah, I was out there drinking, bro. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what really kept me warm, is just because I had just a constant buzz the whole time. And then I fucked up and got this Corona thing, and I was like in line for this merch place. It was like a bodega or something. I just wanted to go check it out. And then as soon as I go check it out, it gets busy and all these motherfuckers show up. So I was like, oh fuck, I was gonna grab a beer, but I don't even know what the fuck to grab now. And I grabbed this Corona that was like Corona orange or something like that. It's disgusting. The shit gave me a fucking headache. So I was done drinking after that.
Damn.
Yeah, it fucked Corona me up.
Orange?
Yeah, it was weird, bro. I'll try to send it to y'all, but I'd not fuck with it at all. And so I stopped drinking about, like I said, 9:30. And Vessel Bloom was cool for the little bit we watched, because it was already like super cold and people were acting crazy already. Fights left and right. Let me tell you about this one dude. So we're at the Vessel Bloom. I said that he hadn't even started yet. And this is dude, he's like middle age, and his wife or girl, whatever. Both of them are fucked up. They can't even like stand right or nothing. But he's like over her like this, trying to keep his life together. And this is tall dude right here, tall Mexican dude. He's at least 6'3", 6'4". Talking to his friends, minding his business, just there. And they're like beside each other, not bumping them, nothing. They're just there. And I'm watching this play out the whole time. And I see a small dude. This is at least 5'4", 5'5", small as fuck. And he keeps looking at Buddy. And I'm like, what the fuck is his problem? Like, he's not doing nothing. Finally, he taps dude. And that, dude, I get you not. Dude look straight across. He's like, what the fuck? And then he looked down. And he's like, oh, what's up? And Deuce's like pointing in his face and doing all this, and Deuce's like, the fuck's happening? And I don't know what the fuck he was yelling at him about, but he was just yelling at him. And finally, Deuce is like, okay, and just turned away and started talking to his friends again. This dude's still yelling at his back, just constantly just yelling. And finally, this girl's like, all right, chill out, bro. And after that happens, this group of people are again, they're holding hands and going through the crowd and stuff. So I'm letting them go by. They go through that dude and his girl, and it's three dudes and three girls. So they're holding hands going that way. And everybody gets by except for the last girl. The last girl gets caught because the other girl grabs her hair and just like starts like pulling her hair and like, don't touch me, bitch. Don't touch me. And the girl's like, what the fuck is happening right now? So she like pushes her off. And then just goes with her friends. I was like, what the fuck is happening right now? This is all playing out like just in front of me. And I was leaning like this, and this old Mexican dude right here is like, hey, bro. I said, yeah. I know there's a lot of people, but you're leaning. I said, do you not see this line of people going across, bro? Like, chill out. Give me a second. And I said, oh, I get it, but you're just leaning on me. I'm like, and I looked at Jessica and Andre. I was like, let's get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm sick of these people already.
You should have blew him a kiss. Like, hey, bro, I think you're cute.
I was like, dude, there's no reason for you to be catching that attitude right now. You see me leaning so I can let these people by. There's nowhere else to go. Like, let's relax a little bit. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it was a different experience than last year, but it was still cool for the most part. And then there's one band, I forget what their name is, Inquietos del Norte. And we didn't get to their set, but Jessica told me that they're crazy. Like, they're this older group, and they'll yell at the crowd and stuff to start fucking like tossing beer and shit like this and doing something else. I was like, oh, I'm glad I missed that. And I went to TikTok and I was looking at just to see what their set was. Tell me why, bro. You know how they have the tents at the set, so they have the sound stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's people around it, and then the stage. This fucking beatbox come from all the way from the back over the tent. Just into this crowd of people, and this can's coming already, and then there's just fucking people just throwing their beer around and shit like that. And one of the people come on the stage, one of the like security and everything, is like, hey, let's chill out, let's stop throwing bottles and shit, like we're not gonna let them continue, y'all keep throwing bottles and everything like that. And boo, yeah, band comes back on, fuck what they talking about, start throwing shit. And then everybody starts to keep throwing shit and everything like that. And there's this TikTok, I'll send it to y'all later, this girl, and it says she doesn't know that she's about to get knocked the fuck out at this concert. And it shows her picture at the beginning of the festival, and then like she gets sent off to EMT. One of these fucking bottles cracked her head, just blood. I was like, yeah, I'm glad I missed that set, bro. That's crazy.
Kids nowadays don't know how to act.
But like I said, for the most part, everything was cool. Bobby Pulido didn't show up, so no Bobby Pulido. Damn. Four or five bands didn't end up showing up, but yeah, it is what it is. And I feel like it wasn't as big as it was last year. I think they gave a lot of money to Festival Pluma, so it took away some of these other bands. But Festival Pluma was cool for the little bit we watched. Carilli Leon is always good. Who else did we watch? Pepe Aguilar. I'm trying to go through who else we watched over there. Some of these older bands. There was one of them, Norteños Tumbado guys over there. What the fuck was his name?
Corridos Tumbado?
Yeah, Corridos, my fault. What is his name?
I mean, that's what it's like, Pluma is.
Yeah, it was another one, though, at the beginning of the day. Tito or something like that? What is his name?
Tito?
Tito de Plepe?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, it's Special Pluma's cousin.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know if you were joking.
Yeah, I was like, oh, for real? But he was cool, too. We watched a little bit of that as well. And this one Mexican singer called Camila, everyone was screaming their hearts off. It was like their Justin Bieber of Mexico or something, I guess.
Okay.
Because I guess he was like, he sang a lot of these openings for those, what are they called? Those novellas and everything.
Oh.
Yeah, we watched him for a bit, but compared to last year, I would say probably 7.5 out of 10. And last year was probably about 8.59, but still a good time. It's just cold as shit. Oh, let me give you the food rundown of what I ate and how I was so disappointed in the food this year. So I had the pizza, but they gave me this fucking personal pizza that was just more bread than pizza. Pissed off. Five out of ten. And then I had a little bit of tacos from Jessica, those birria tacos, those slap. Those are about 9 out of 10. And then I had the birria ramen. So upsetting, bro. They gave me the ramen. I'm not gonna sit down and before I walk out, she's like, oh, let it cook a little bit or whatever. And I was like, what do you mean I have to let it cook? So I was like, okay. And I was gonna sit down and I was eating it. Ramen was still kind of hard. There wasn't a lot of birria in it, and the noodles didn't have like flavor, nothing. I was like, this is hella disappointing. Just wasting money. It was $10, but I was like, this is terrible. Oh, the best economy,
bro, with the tariffs, James.
I was mad, and I know it's not their fault, but it's probably just the weather that kind of cooled down their shit. But at least like heat it up or something, or have like, you know, those thermal things that you can keep things in that's hot, something. But they just had them like on the table and then we're just passing them out. And I'm like, how am I let this bitch heat up? It was just out here, the cold as me. But
y'all got an extra lighter or something back there?
Yeah, something. And the best thing that I had over there was the burger and fries. And that was from this, I forgot what the burger place was called, but that shit slapped. One of the better food that out there. And their fries, chef's kiss, that was probably 8 out of 10. And what the fuck else? Oh, I had this fucking empanada that was like brisket when I got that orange Corona. Terrible. I shouldn't have bought that. Yeah, I don't know why they only sold Corona this year too. Last year they had Miller Lite and Michelob and Dos Equis and stuff. This year just straight Corona.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't drink Corona like that. But all right, I'm already kind of drunk, so I ain't gonna complain.
Yeah, Buzzballs at 10 a.m. was a sight.
Listen, bro. I didn't say I took him at like 10:45 or so. I mean, it doesn't make it any better, but we get to the parking lot and everything, and I'm already drinking at that point. I had bought beer, so I was drinking it, and we got there, and I was like, letting them take their Buzzballs. Jessica didn't finish her, so I had half of that one. I had my full one, and then I was drinking those 16-ounce Coors Lights.
Mm-hmm.
I chugged like three of those before I went into the park. I was feeling good by 11:30, bro. And then just kept that all the way until about 9:30. It was a time. We had a time.
Hey, James, call the hotline.
okay, bro.
check on your friends, man. Check on your people. Make sure they're not drowning their sorrows at 10 a.m. with Buzz Balls. No, I was jealous. One of P's friends was down there with her husband, and I saw a bunch of Ariat jackets, so I could tell it was a little chilly. But I'm glad you had a good time. Glad you made it back. I was going to ask a question about this festival, but it's eluded me. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought. If you were finishing a story, go ahead, James.
No, you're good. I was just
I was going to ask a follow-up question, and damn, I feel like
we,
I got
something. we actually took the to drove out there this time because I don't know if I had mentioned that last year that we had to wait out there for Uber for like hours and shit.
Mm.
So we actually drove up there and stayed and parked there and stuff and had a fucking shuttle to the venue and everything. And we walked back just because there was a whole bunch of people leaving, so the shuttles are taking a bit. But it was like just like a mile and a half walk over back to the car. But it was nice to just drive out there and not have to worry about 50 other 100 people waiting for Uber to like 3 a.m. like last year. So we got out of there about 11:30 or so and got back to San Marcos about 12. And I took a shower and passed the fuck out. I was out of there. Headache was booming. And I was like, I need a shower at least. And then I just died on the bed. But good times. It was a good time. I'm hoping that next year isn't cold and people have a better attitude about it. But we'll see. I was going to ask y'all about the Houston and Florida game. How did y'all feel about it if y'all watched it or anything?
I saw the end. It was close the whole game, so I finally decided to tune in. And, yeah, man, Houston shit the bed in those last two or three minutes. It was hard to watch. I think they – I don't know. I don't want to get the wrong number out there, but I believe it was like three or four turnovers in the last 3 minutes and like Damn. 0 points scored. Yeah, they really just came apart at the seams. And credit to Florida because, I mean, they hit shots – play good defense, but even that last call where dude could have gone up and tried to draw a foul, just avoided a travel by dropping the ball, and that was that. It was a good game. It was a good game. You know, Nisha had mentioned after the women's game that she just wanted to see something competitive, and it was up until the last minute and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't watch the game, so I didn't really care. Mm-hmm. Congrats to whoever won. I don't even know who won. Keep it a buck.
It was March sadness over there for Greg.
March sadness.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. I don't give a shit.
Hey, but JT's coming back.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
$4 million have you doing that, though.
Fucking nuts, bro. I don't like it. I wish those numbers wouldn't get leaked.
I love it. Because if I ever see my cast and I'm like, hey, what's up, broke bitch?
Hey, yo.
What's it like Damn. Getting paid less than one of your players?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, he is an NBA player, basically. He's an NBA player in college, and McCaslin's a college coach. But
yeah.
Regardless, I would just be trying to stir the pot. Like, so which one of y'all got Williams kicked out of here? Because y'all took his paycheck.
It is what it is. The NIL deals are crazy now, and it's just going to keep getting – I mean, these payments are just going to keep getting higher and higher. If you want to win, that's probably what you got to do.
Boy, if I was 14 years younger, I'd give me an NIL deal.
Well, I have to figure out a way to do something. There needs to be like a cap or something. I'm going to keep it a buck. Just because, I mean, Tech, UT, A&M got a shitload of money. Mm-hmm. But like Story, if you want to keep college basketball what it's been, you know, you got like storied schools like Gonzaga that have been historically competitive. But they ain't got NIL like anybody in Texas. You know what I mean?
Can I keep up?
So something needs to be done if they want to, you know, like I said, keep college basketball what it's been, or else it's going to be the same 64 teams in the tournament, or not even that. I mean, it's going to be the same 16 teams advancing every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We saw an inkling of that this year we had what Colorado State and a few 12 seeds that made it to the round of 32, and then Arkansas was the farthest one I think that made it out, but usually there's a few more that make it to at least the Elite Eight and stuff. And I don't know if that's like things to come, because like you said, there's no regulations or anything with it, no cap, and these Dukes, these Texas Tech teams that have these assholes of money, and they're just gonna keep, you know, running it up. So
yeah, it's a slippery slope. Like I said, they're going to do something. I don't know. I don't know what needs to be done. I don't know how. I don't really think we should keep paying players $4 million, especially in this economy. But you know.
Yeah.
And this guy's crazy. Business guy. So he's spitting facts right now.
Yeah, $4 million crazy. Is crazy for one player.
Yeah, that's insane. $4 million is fucking insane.
In Lubbock, Texas, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is that where we put a pin in it for now?
Yes, sir.
Come back in 63 to see what else we got to talk about. Folks, Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Brews and Banter with episode 62. Follow the podcast on Instagram, Brews and Banter _pod. Show some love. Content's coming out. You know, we do some things here and there. Greg's going to take a bite out of a burger out of a can. Yeah, keep showing love. Download the podcast. Share the podcast. Like it. Follow. Subscribe. All that good stuff. We appreciate it. We love the love. James?
I'll be better about posting content. I've just been hella busy. I've been out of town. So I'll be better this week. I'll be posting stuff. So look out for stuff on the page. Anime Corner Pod. Patty joins me this week. So check that out. We talk about wild anime. So come check that out. That's all I got.
Greg, what's your nugget of wisdom that you wanna give the people this week?
Country's going to shit. I hate this fucking place. This week we watched our president get away with the most blatant market manipulation I've ever seen in my motherfucking life. Mm-hmm. And he's defunding and dismantling the government agencies that, you know, try to convict and prevent these white collar crimes. So it's a fucking mess. I don't have any words of wisdom. I don't have no nuggets. I'm just mad. I wish these motherfuckers would die. They're not dying. It's upsetting. So sorry. I'll try to be in better spirits next week.
Hey, and vaccinate your damn kids, man.
That too.
Oh, yeah, bro. Fuck.
All right. Shouldn't be no measles going around, but hey, I digress.
See you next time, everybody.
Peace.